Jerry Bader Show 948. This weekend, and I want to tackle this from a couple of areas. I'll take this one first and maybe the other one after 10 o'clock. This weekend, Republicans gather in Milwaukee for their state convention. I'm going to be there. A reminder, we'll be doing a special show noon Saturday. You'll hear it on the station you are listening to right now. Feature speeches, interviews, other things from the convention. We'll also have a lot of stuff at jerrybadershow.com, a lot of video interviews. We're trying to land the big names. I don't want to promise any yet. It's a very tight schedule. I can tell you this, unless there's a massive technical issue, I'm going to have an exclusive interview with keynote speaker Indiana Governor Mike Pence. I believe it's a Wisconsin exclusive. If not, it'll be damned good anyway. One of those, if I do say so myself, one of those issues that isn't being talked about as Republicans gather, they want to celebrate the successes of Governor Walker, and that's great. One of the things I harped on going into this session, and it became very clear that it had been a banished subject, is right to work. Governor Walker made it exceedingly clear he didn't want it advanced, and it was obvious Republicans followed his wishes. It became a non-entity. It didn't exist. As a legislator, I believe Governor Walker co-sponsored right-to-work legislation. That, of course, went nowhere. I think he might have authored it, one of the two. I don't remember. If PolitiFact is listening, I'm not swearing to that. I don't know. I've been lucky. They haven't called me out on anything. They've branched out into talk radio, you know. Now, I feel this should still get done. The argument was obvious. They weren't going to do it right after the dust settled and the protesters went home and finally washed their hair and showered after 2 years of Act 10. I think some of them actually went and showered. This is what democracy smells like. Anyway, they weren't going to do it. They didn't want to split the state in two again. Those around us have, as you know, Michigan, perhaps the only thing more stunning than was a state like Wisconsin passing Act 10 was Michigan, home of the UAW and the automobile industry, passed private sector right to work. This from the Daily Caller. Having won the right to decide for themselves whether to join unions, Michigan workers are opting to desert an organization that many never wanted to join in the first place, the SEIU, Service Employees International Union. Perhaps the most liberal of them all. Michigan voters put an end to forced unionization by approving right to work in the 2012 election. Republican Governor Rick Snyder also signed a bill that ended a fraudulent dues skimming scheme perpetrated by the SEIU, which had allowed the union to collect $34 million in mandatory dues out of the Medicaid checks of unknowing home-based caregivers. No longer obligated to pay money to the SEIU, 80% of home-based caregivers have left the union, according to the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. That means some 44,000 workers did not wish to be part of the SEIU. It is also argued that Michigan and other states which have gone to right to work are seeing better job growth than Wisconsin because they have right to work. Here's the question. Will Republicans in 2015, assuming Scott Walker is reelected, take it up? Now, I said they would. I now don't think they will. Here's an argument that I heard someone else make as to why they won't. If Scott Walker is running for president, he probably isn't going to want that controversy. That argument is probably right. That means their feet need to be held to the fire. Republican leadership needs to be held accountable. Right to work makes sense. Right to work has been effective in other states in growing the economy. And we need it here. If it's good for the public sector, why wouldn't it be for the private sector? It sends such a dangerous message to make this an off-limits topic for Republicans because you don't want to pee off the private unions the way you did public unions. So in other words, the intimidation tactics of the public sector employees was effective. You'll never do that again. Really? Is that the legacy you want? We got this done, but we'll never be that stupid again. Really? The leadership in the Assembly and Senate really need to hear from Wisconsinites on this. Why not now? Why not? I didn't agree with it, but I understood, all right, in this session, you don't want to tee that up again right away. I felt it was so Governor Walker could get reelected without the state exploding into controversy again. Now the theory being put out there, and again, it's by another talk show host, is not original on my part. Well, if he's running for president, he's not going to want it then either. Then keep him out of it. Keep him out of it. Have it come from the legislature, pass it, and put it on his desk. He's going to sign it. But that isn't going to be celebrated nor even talked about at the convention. What is going to be talked about at the convention are things that I think are potentially very dangerous to the party. And I wrote a piece on this recently. This extremism is really threatening to turn the convention into this event that the media try to paint the party as extreme rather than celebrate the victories that have been realized. Act 10, tax cuts, school vouchers, and others. Proposed GOP resolution asserts states' rights to nullify federal laws. Not only is there a resolution on whether the state has the right to secede from the union, but also the right to nullify federal laws. Delegates of the state Republican convention are set to vote Saturday on a proposed resolution that directs lawmakers to push through legislation nullifying Obamacare, Common Core educational standards, and drone usage in the state of Wisconsin. Be it further resolved, the proposal concludes that we strongly insist our state representatives work to uphold Wisconsin's 10th Amendment rights and our right to, under extreme circumstances, secede, passing legislation affirming this to the U.S. federal government. This is completely unnecessary. If we ever get to that, we're not going to, a resolution in place isn't going to mean a hill of beans. As Representative Jim Steinecke wrote in an open letter to members of the Wisconsin Republican Party last week, which I read on this show, the answer is at the ballot box. Elect conservatives. That's the key. Elect conservatives. Strong conservatives like Scott Walker. And Paul Ryan, for those of you who don't think he is, and others. But this fringe stuff doesn't serve anyone, and all it does is give the media fodder to detract from the celebration that this convention should be. Talk about snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. I mean, boy, and yet, I continue to say it's a fringe element, and I believe that. And here's another problem. It allows the media to paint the entire Tea Party movement as that fringe element. These things are pointless. If you don't like Obamacare, elect conservatives. If you want Common Core gone, elect conservatives. If you want other things at the federal level not rammed down your throat, elect conservatives. That is the key. All right, photo ID was struck down. Apparently, Republicans like I did saw that coming, and apparently they are not going to do anything about it. Glenn Grothman joins us at 10:06 to discuss. It's 9:58.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.